Beaver head coach Tom Cerutori joining us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
The first two periods were harder to watch just because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot of flow, but man, you guys sure finished well tonight.
Well, you have to get a lead on these guys. It's not fun. Hey, it might not be fun for you to watch. It's not especially fun for me to watch, Schultzy, but it's kind of like a team that maybe runs a full court press in basketball for the, you know what, for 60 minutes. It's hard, and because they didn't give us any space at all. And what you need to do is you need to get to two. If you can get to two right away, it has to open up because they got to open it up. You know what I mean? And once it opens up, there becomes more flow. But there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do sometimes except just try to extend that lead to two is what I'm getting at. And they're hoping, obviously, they're going to keep that thing tight. They're going to pop one. They're going to get a power play goal. But once we got the second goal and the third and it opened up, and said obviously it's a lot easier for us, you know?
Well, you got a lot of balanced scoring tonight. You got the third and fourth line hopping in on the score sheet, and that always bodes well for you.
Well, it's just nice to get it's nice to have that. Once we got the three-goal lead, those guys can see more ice, too. And, you know, you want to do that. It's nice to – gosh, it doesn't happen too often where, you know, you get the three, and, you know, and they're at nothing and at zero. So, but it was nice from that standpoint because those guys, they got some reps in.
First career goals for Dylan McCrory and TJ Rue tonight. Dylan certainly a driving towards the net following the play, and TJ there banging home a rebound. It's two pretty headsy hockey plays for first career goals.
Well, I mean, Dylan stayed with it. The bottom line is you drive the net, you go to the net, there's always loose change, and good things can happen. And then, of course, you know, Jordan made that goal. TJ drove it, but Jordan, I thought, made a hell of a play. He chunks it by their defenseman, wins the foot race, gets the shot on goal, and then obviously, you know what, TJ's following up right there and obviously had an open net. So great finish by TJ, but again, a lot of hard work and I thought a great play and a headsy play by Jordan.
Well, last night in the postgame, Tom, you talked about all the turnovers. Were you happy with how you played the puck today?
I was not. You guys are seeing the same stuff we're seeing. I thought we were just, you know, I thought we were in better command of our game in the first period. I think the shots were, I don't know, were they 9-2 or 10-2 or something like that? And I was happier with our play in the first period. We could have popped a couple, too. And, you know, and we didn't, but we could have popped a couple. But, again, they're not an easy team to play against, guys, and they defend well. And it's, again, the bottom line is the team you're playing has a lot to do with how you're going to play.
Michael Bitzer has a lot of hockey games to play for you yet, and he is already the program's leader in shutouts. He has told me that shutouts are a team stat, but, boy, he's been good.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, those last couple minutes right there, a couple of those saves were big time. I didn't think he was really tested up until the last couple minutes, guys. You know what? And that's a testament to our guys is what I'm getting at. I'm not, Bitz is an unbelievable goalie. But our guys, I thought, did a good job of blocking shots. And I thought we did take care of the puck for the most part, which, that's a team stat right there is all I'm getting at. And, they didn't have any outnumbered rushes. And I thought it was we had a big, great back check at that partial breakaway in the third. I can't believe we didn't get a penalty on that, quite honestly.
Is that the one with Leo?
I don't know who it was.
I don't even know who it was.
It was a couple different guys right there. But, good job. But Bitz, I'll tell you, the last 2 minutes right there made – I don't know how he got to the post on that jam play, you know. But he did. But that's how quick his feet are. That's how athletic he is. But that's how, guys, he just hates giving up goals, and he hates giving up goals in practice. And it's just, when you watch him work day in and day out, you understand why he is the goalie, why he's the goalie he is, because he just has that competitive nature like no other.
I'll give you, though, it is a testament to your team defense. In that first period, Tom, the two shots that he faced, one was from center ice, the other one from the blue line that I think he purposely got a blocker on just so he could be in the game. Defensively, you really shut him out.
That's what I'm saying. Look at the second period, too, guys, including us. I think we had one grade-A scoring chance in the second period, and they had one. I mean, so it wasn't like there was a lot of we had our share of shots, but a lot of them were from the perimeter. They're a hard team to penetrate. They were a hard team to penetrate. But again, the first two periods, we didn't give up anything. Is all I'm getting at. We didn't give up anything.
See you in Fairbanks, Tom.
Okay, guys.
Tom Cerutori, head coach Anchorage of the Beavers here. Fairbanks.
Oh, that's right.
We just played Anchorage.
Yeah, you're right.
Tom Cerutori with us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.